go to the grocery store and see the price of milk below $2 a gallon, it might be easier on your wallet, but it can be devastating for dairy farmers.
Low prices wear on everybody. You know, nobody gets in a great mood when the milk check comes.
Russell Klein has been president of the Wyoming County Farm Bureau for about 2 years now. His family has owned their farm Silver Meadows since the 1950s. He says there's now a glut of milk and most farmers don't know what the future will bring.
We figured out how to make really great milk. We figured out how to do it too well. Maybe there's too many of us, or we've got to decide that maybe we shouldn't make as much. I don't know what the right answer is.
These days, there's a lot more uncertainty due to Trump's talk about tariffs and threats of a trade war. In some speeches, he singled out Canada, which charges a tariff on imported milk to protect its own farmers.
They're taking advantage of us. We can't let that happen. We can't let it happen. The era of global freeloading and taking advantage of the United States is over.
Agriculture economist at Cornell University, Andrew Novakovich, says tariffs complicate an already ambiguous situation.
We've got people that we trade with that are responding and they're reacting. And we certainly have an indication that this is not going to be taken passively either by people we view as our allies or as our competitors.
And in a trade war, he says, other countries could take customers away from U.S. farmers.
At the end of the day, New Zealand or Europe or possibly Argentina and some other exporters are going to complete sales in countries like China and Vietnam, and that'll establish a price and that will be reflected in our own prices. But for our companies that would have been making those sales otherwise, that is going to impact their bottom line.
That hits home for smaller farms in places like Wyoming County, less than 60 miles from the Canadian border. The community there boasts there's more cows than people. For farmers like Klein, they have to adapt to policies like tariffs and accept there's not much they can do about it. One thing is clear when talking to farmers. They feel like they're being heard, but doubt politicians can help.
They're in the loop. I guess I feel all of our representatives, at least in this area, have at least had their ear open to what we have to say, so you don't feel like you're forgotten. You also don't expect anything to get done.
One man who has championed small dairy farmers is Minnesota Congressman Colin Peterson. He was instrumental in updating the Margin Protection Program, which provides farmers financial security. But now he has given up on that legislation. He says the Senate made changes that gave farmers less money.
They need $63,000. They don't need $12,000. That's what I was trying to tell the Senate, but the Senate, they know better, so whatever.
It isn't just Washington politicians that are split on this issue. Farmers are too, Klein says.
There are folks that would love to see a quota system, much like they have in Canada. They have a set milk price. Their government sets that price of milk, and they can only produce so much of milk. There's another set of farmers that say that's not the American way, you know.
Congressmen like Peterson aren't sure how to help now.
I haven't given up trying to help them. I just don't know quite how to do it.
Whether you're a politician, an economist, or a farmer, it's tough to see things improving in the near future.
I've said this in public, in meetings. If I were a dairy farmer, I would do my best to figure out how to take care of my own business and not wait for somebody to help me out.
One thing Novakovich says is pretty certain. When you introduce tariffs, you shrink economic activity, and that impacts farms like Silver Meadows.
It's great that some people are thinking about us. I would love to see something actually happen.
Reporting for WBFO News, I'm Nick Lippa.